KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies here today with a high near 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In local news, frost-covered roads contributed to numerous accidents this morning here in our listing area, most of which were reported in Pottawatomie County. A rollover accident was also reported in Mills County, and a non-injury accident in Guthrie County occurred near the Adair-Casey Community Schools. Details on those incidents are not currently available. Here in Cass County, Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westering told KJAN News that frosty roads caused an accident this morning on the AT&T curve north of Lewis. The accident happened at around 6:50 a.m. at the intersection of White Pole Road and 582nd Street. Westering says a 2005 Chevy Impala driven by Ostrid Coors of Lewis was traveling northbound around the curve when Coors lost control of the vehicle, which then went into the ditch, traveled 12 feet down an embankment, and landed upright, wedged into a concrete culvert. There were no injuries reported to either Coors or her two young children who were traveling with her. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $6,500. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Sheriff's deputies in Cass County spent nearly an hour and a half investigating a reported fight between juveniles in Griswold that may have involved a baseball bat Sunday night. Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westering told KJAN News this morning the incident was called in from the Casey's store at around 10 p.m. in Griswold. One juvenile was detained for questioning, but no arrests have been made and no injuries were reported. The incident remains under investigation and charges are pending. Elsewhere in local news, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum spoke to a crowd of over four dozen people Sunday night here in Atlantic as part of his Faith, Family, and Freedom tour across the country. The former senator from Pennsylvania said he feels very good about his campaign in these last few weeks before the January 3rd caucuses and urged the party faithful to attend the caucus and vote for a candidate who will fight for America.
This is the most important election of your lifetime. The idea that, you know, this country is going to be free and safe and prosperous and your children and grandchildren are going to be fine, you know, no matter what you do, is just a lie. It's a lie. You got to fight for it. And you can't be experiencing what's going on in America and not know how critical this election is. And you guys are first. You fought for it. Lead. Step up. I'm talking 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get engaged as a citizen to change the future of your country. In my opinion, you have an obligation to do that. Even if you go out and you're not for me, fine. Go do it for somebody else, but do it.
National polls currently show him lagging, but Santorum, who spent 12 years as a U.S. Senator for Pennsylvania and 4 years in the House, isn't letting that stop him from crisscrossing the state. Sunday's appearance in Atlantic marked the second time he's been to the community. To date, he's attended 350 similar town hall meetings in Iowa. During his most recent visit, Santorum said Iowa needs to elevate a conservative to be out there on the national stage to be a clear contrast to President Obama and make him the issue in this campaign. Santorum promised to balance the budget within 5 years by cutting $5 trillion in spending over that length of time and tax entitlements immediately. He said the only program he will not cut is the Defense Department.
And it's not the area that is causing the problem in Washington. 50 years ago, the federal budget was 60% defense spending. It's now 20% defense spending. You can't tell me that the problem over the last 50 years is defense spending. It's not. I don't care what all some of these other candidates for president, including one in the Republican Party, says. bottom line is, it's the only thing that is the indispensable thing the federal government does, and we're not. And I'm not going to cut it. Why? Because this is a very dangerous world out there that was made more dangerous by this president.
Santorum suggested changes by the government in how businesses are taxed and regulated will spur economic growth in the country. The economy will only be as strong as families are. He says that families will not end up poor if couples marry and wait to have children until they're married, and their children then graduate from high school.
Marriage is important for the economic and social stability of our country. Yet we have every politician, they refuse to talk about it. We're afraid, we're cowed into putting on the sidelines, and we can't stand up. The only time we can talk about marriage is when we fight about redefining it.
Santorum wrote a book about a half a dozen years ago called It Takes a Family, in response to Hillary Rodham Clinton's book It Takes a Village. He says he wrote it because he's passionate about families, but he's also passionate about limited government. The two, he says, go hand in hand.
You can't have limited government if you don't have strong families. And you can't have limited government if you don't have people living good, decent, moral, and virtuous lives. Look at all the regulation and laws we're passing now. Dodd-Frank, why? Because people were living lives immorally, robbing, stealing, cheating. Almost everything we see, we're regulating, where government just gets bigger and bigger. Why? Because they're trying to constrain bad behavior.
Santorum also spoke at a town hall meeting Sunday morning in Council Bluffs with a similar-sized crowd in attendance. Western Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King Saturday issued a statement after Congress passed legislation to provide $8.1 billion in emergency funding for disaster recovery. The bill included $6.4 billion for FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund and $1.7 billion in funding for disaster recovery assistance through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. King said this year's flooding along the Missouri River did significant amounts of damage to homes, businesses, and farmland, and it greatly weakened a bunch of the infrastructure that's in place up and down the river to protect us from flooding. He added that the Corps has estimated that nearly $750 million in damage was done to the levees and other flood control infrastructure in the Missouri River Basin. King says getting our levees repaired to their pre-flood specifications has been a priority of his since the water levels crested. He says without the protection of the levees, homeowners and businesses will be unable to rebuild, and many farmers will be forced to pay triple crop insurance premiums. The legislation passed the House on Friday. In addition, the House passed legislation to offset the cost of the disaster aid with an across-the-board cut to non-defense spending in fiscal year 2012. The legislation was approved by the Senate Saturday, although the offset for the disaster relief was stripped out by a vote of 43-56. The legislation now awaits the president's signature. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Sunday that a pickup truck that had been reported stolen that morning from a driveway of a rural residence in the county has been recovered and returned to its rightful owner. Authorities were notified just after 9 a.m. that the Isuzu pickup was missing, but by 1:30 that afternoon, the vehicle had been recovered. No arrests have been reported in connection with the incident, which remains under investigation. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a suspect in the shooting that occurred during a home robbery shortly after midnight Saturday. The victim, 41-year-old Michael White of Council Bluffs, arrived at Jenny Edmondson Hospital just before 1 a.m. Saturday, suffering from a gunshot wound to the face. He was treated there and then transported to the Nebraska Medical Center for additional treatment, and he was last reported to be in fair condition. Authorities say a suspect in the shooting, 25-year-old John Smith Munoz of Council Bluffs, was apprehended a few hours later on Saturday. He's been charged with attempted murder and first-degree robbery. The incident occurred at White's home in North Council Bluffs, and according to Bluffs police, Smith Munoz allegedly took a Ruger 9mm handgun valued at $500 from White's house. But it's not clear if that was the same weapon that was used in the shooting. And the National Transportation Safety Board has released some new details about a September plane crash near the Lamar's Municipal Airport. A report from the board said pilot Robert Tompkins had just taken off from the airport when a gust of wind lowered the left wing of the single-engine aircraft, and the aircraft's ailerons, which control some of the movements, were unresponsive. Tompkins tried to level the plane, but it stalled and crashed into a cornfield west of the runway. The 42-year-old Tompkins from Lamar suffered minor injuries in that September 24th crash. The plane was destroyed, with damage estimated at $30,000. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, by the thousands, North Koreans today have been marching to the landmarks of their country's capital, mourning the death of leader Kim Jong-il. The rest of the world, meanwhile, is watching for any signs of a rocky transition of power to his untested son, Kim Jong-un. The South Korea's military is also on high alert. Syria has signed a deal arranged by the Arab League that will allow Arab observers into the country as part of an effort to end the 9 months of violence stemming from a government crackdown on anti-regime protests. Until now, Damascus hasn't been willing to sign the deal, but it's facing an increasing amount of international pressure to end the crackdown. The White House says House Republican leaders are risking serious danger to the U.S. economy by opposing a Senate bill that extends payroll tax cuts for 2 months. Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer said the House Speaker John Boehner reversed his position on the Senate bill because of a Tea Party revolt. Pfeiffer told MSNBC that Boehner would bear the responsibility for increasing taxes on 160 million Americans if the cuts are allowed to expire at the end of the year. The House is scheduled to vote on the Senate bill later today, and the measure is expected to fail. Stocks have opened higher today, even though the world markets are unsettled by the death of North Korea's Kim Jong-il. European foreign ministers are meeting today to decide how to divide up the $261 billion that the European Union promised to send to the International Monetary Fund at a summit earlier this month. It's meant to boost the Eurozone's firewall against the escalating debt crisis. KJAN News time is 9:11.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Delmer Curley Peterson, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Delmer Peterson will be today at 10 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Clara Hansen, age 99, who's formerly of Manila, died Tuesday in Florida. A massive Christian burial service for Clara Hansen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 77-year-old Nadine Hansen of Kimbleton died Wednesday. Memorial services for Nadine Hansen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marvin Lee Slim Cumming, age 79, of Menlo, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marvin Slim Cumming will be held this Tuesday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Jane McKee, age 88, of Stewart, died Sunday. A funeral mass for Mary Jane McKee will be on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Melford J. Shelley, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Melford Shelley will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Calvin Vernon Eddie Leaders, age 53, of Council Bluffs, died Friday. Funeral services for Calvin Eddie Leaders will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 88-year-old Beulah Schultz of Greenfield died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Schultz will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Maxine C. Karspecken, age 92, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maxine Karspecken will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of the arrangements. And 87-year-old Irene Malberg of Erling died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Irene Malberg are pending with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.